Breaker, Buddy Breaker. This is going to be my first podcast. I want to see how it goes. I want to try it out. Last week, pretty much, I was messing around with it. But this one is going to be my official one. It's going to be about, you know, short stories about what people tell me, you know, what happened to them, stuff like that. And this one, this story I'm going to talk about, it's about a person related to me. He's a truck driver, and he's out of California. He was taking a load to Chino. That's pretty much where everything happened, actually in the freeway. So, let's get to it. So he gets to a destination over here in Rialto. That's where he works at, used to work at. Gets a load going to Chino. So, you know, he starts hooking up. And then he ends up thinking about this dream. So he ends up driving, you know, driving in the freeway. And as soon as he ends up going to the freeway, he starts hearing this through his speakers. Just imagine hearing this in your speakers, you know. What would you do if you hear that? I'd be tripping out. So pretty much, he's hearing stuff like that coming out of his speakers. At this time, he was already freaking out. What the fuck's going on? He thought he had his phone connected to the silly cable to his speakers. And nope, nothing. He had a regular station, regular music in the background. And out of nowhere again, it starts playing. So at this point, he's already scared, right? Shit, I'll be scared too. And then he started lowering his window just to get air. It was a nighttime. So he gets off, right? So he gets off. Started calling people. Hey man, guess what happened to me? And this and that. And everybody was like, nah, nah, whatever, dude. Just bullshitting, whatever. So he ends up, you know, getting to his destination in Chino. At this terminal, he's pretty much pitch black, like dark. Dark. Sometimes it's really dark. He told me at this time, when he got there, it was pretty much like one light in the front, one light in the back, and one light in the side. So the one of the guys told him, hey, go ahead and park this trailer in the back. He's like, all right. At this time, he was not looking forward to it because, you know, while you're hearing the speakers and shit, I'll be tripping out too. So he ends up, you know, taking the trailer towards the back. And then he gets to his door, opens his door, gets off. And out of nowhere, you know, start unhooking the airlines and he hears a little girl, and he's like, the heck's going on? What is this little girl doing here at midnight? He shouldn't even be doing here. So he looks down, and there she is, a little girl, going back and forth. At this time, he's just like, hell no, I'm out. Drop his landing gear real quick. And he's like, hell no. I want to see if it's somebody, a little girl's. But he was like, what is this little girl doing here at this terminal? It's nobody should be here. It's just truck drivers. And he's like, all right. Let me see where she's at. And again, he hears a little girl. So he starts following her in back of the semis, back of the trailers where all the trailers are. Oh, I'm gonna get this little girl. So he ends up going, walking towards the back of the trailers. And there, boom. There's nobody in the back of the trailers. And all his skin shivers, hair standing up. And he's like, I'm out of this place. He's like, peace. Runs to his truck, gets on, disconnects the trailer. Boom, bounces. What would you do if you hear a little girl like that? I'll be tripping out too. Just imagine this little girl's noise. Legs. When you look under the trailer, you see her running back and forth. Just the little girl's legs. Hell no. I'm good. I'm out. That was a story of Chino, of this person. A lot of people know about it. A lot of people I told, but some of you guys don't know. And that's it. That was the story about mine. Story to you guys. I said just a short story, nothing big. The Chino story about the little girl. Hope you like it. See you to the next one.